Rip 97.9 salutes our visiting men and women of the U.S. Armed Forces, together with their families, enjoying a weekend of skiing, boarding, camaraderie, and fun. Welcome to the Mountaintop and the Warriors in Motion Weekend, made possible by the Adaptive Sports Foundation and sponsored by the Wounded Warriors Project and proudly hosted by Wyndham Mountain Resort. Here's WRIP's Joe Lovero with Wyndham Mountain's Chief Executive Officer and Managing Partner, Randy McDonald.
We're with Randy McDonald now, and we've been talking to some of the veterans and some of the volunteers with the Adaptive Sports Foundation, Warriors in Motion, sponsored by the Wounded Warriors Project. I think that's the right way to say it.
That's cool.
Now, Wyndham Mountain has been hosting this for how long now?
12 years.
All right, and it gets, like, rave reviews from people around. I can tell the Wounded Warriors that it's very, very therapeutic for them. And it's therapeutic for the volunteers, too. They get a lot out of it.
Well, I think everybody gets a lot out of it. I think it comes down to what these people have done for us. I mean, the reality of it is that they volunteered to put themselves in harm's way for our country, for our friends, for their families, and they did it. And they suffered some of the casualties of that, some pretty severe, some not as severe. The bottom line is that they gave to us, we need to give back to them. They can look around and they can see other people's determination, and that leads to a level of inspiration, and then it gives them a sense of persistence that they can do things.
Absolutely.
I think the reality of it is that we're helping them adjust to a world that the world needs to adjust to them as well. So it's a two-way
street. Very well put, That's a great way of looking at it, too. So the volunteers, the people here, and I know some of the fire department in New York people come up, too, to volunteer every year, don't they?
Yeah, look, I mean, when you think about, you know, you have a group of people who gave to our country. You have a bunch of people who are giving out of their heart to these people. And then you look at the Fire Department of New York and what they've done over the years, going back well beyond 9/11. And here they are up here giving up again. You know, volunteers are special kinds of people. And, you know, I actually am humbled to be in their presence. I actually feel like sometimes I don't deserve to be in their presence because they're giving of themselves. And they're giving voluntarily. They're not being forced into something. And I think that's, I also think that's indicative of Wyndham, by the way. This is a family mountain. This is a family community. And I think that's the reason why people like that come here.
Well, I was going to say, Randy, that Wyndham Mountain gives a lot, too, by giving everybody the opportunity to interact like this.
Yeah, well, it's minuscule compared to what they have given us back.
But if you didn't do it, they wouldn't be doing it.
That's right.
So that's the important thing. It's actually a big thing.
It's a really good feel-good weekend.
Randy McDonald, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate the time.
RIP 97.9 is proud to recognize the Adaptive Sports Foundation's Warriors in Motion Weekend at Wyndham Mountain Resort, sponsored by the Wounded Warrior Project.
I'm with Kevin O'Connor. Kevin is on the board of the Adaptive Sports Foundation.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, you guys do a great job here putting people together.
Well, it's the least we could do for these so many veterans who have given so much of themselves. And we're just trying to show them a nice time and a nice weekend for them and their families.
I believe this the official title of this is the Adaptive Sports Foundation Warriors in Motion, sponsored by the Wounded Warriors Project.
That is correct.
Okay, now, how long has the Adaptive Sports Foundation and the Wounded Warriors Project been together?
This is our 12th year in hosting this event. And each year it gets a little bit more attention from the media. And I think each year we do a better job serving these veterans and their families. So we're thrilled to have them and thrilled to have their families out there enjoying the snow and learning how to ski.
Tell us a little bit about the Adaptive Sports Foundation itself.
We are an organization that is here to serve the disabled community and, quite frankly, provide an opportunity for families to come out and enjoy activities that they might not otherwise be able to enjoy with a handicapped member of the family.
You're actually an umbrella organization with the Wounded Warriors, but you do other things for people that are not veterans, that are out in all walks of life.
Absolutely. So that's how this program started back in 1983. And it had nothing to do with the veterans. It was well before our country became engaged in a variety of different wars. And we started out, my mother-in-law, Maureen Carey, was one of the first volunteers, along with Gwen Allard and a handful of others, who started the, I believe they called it the adaptive ski program at Windham Mountain, I think it was called.
Okay. Close enough.
But they started early on, and it was just folks with a variety of different handicaps. So it was blind skiers, folks who had any number of different handicaps, and they came out and started teaching these guys.
That's really a great story, actually.
It's wonderful.
You know, it's a wonderful thing. Now, you know about the gala and auction coming up, right?
Absolutely.
On February 6th. And that sounds like a lot of fun. The Windham
no doubt.
Country Club.
It's be down at the Windham Country Club for the first time, and my mother-in-law, Maureen Carey, is the chair of that event, so we're excited to have a great turnout for the gala.
People could go to the website, or I understand tickets will be available at the door as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's the Adaptive Sports Foundation's 2016 Gala and Auction at the Windham Country Club, February 6, 7 p.m.
Come out and join us.
All right, Kevin O'Connor, thank you so
much.
Thank
you so much for having me.
All right,
great
take
day.
Care.
RIP 97.9 thanks to many community volunteers, along with the proud members of the FDNY, for your help and dedication to our visiting soldiers and their families this weekend at Windham Mountain.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here at Windham Mountain for the Adaptive Sports Foundation, and something that happens every year, a bunch of guys and ladies come up from the city to help out with all of this, right?
That's correct.
And one of the guys is Gary Muckle-Lamb. From the FDNY.
Yes, sir.
All right. So now tell us about that. How long have you guys been doing this?
The fire department, especially the firehouse I'm from, 231, Ladder 120, Battalion 44, has been doing this for, I think this is 11 years. I've been involved for 10, but the firehouse actually has been doing this.
Right.
I believe this is the 11th season. And we love to do it. We love to come up here and help out and volunteer some work and show the soldiers and their families how much we appreciate them and what they've done for us.
That's a great thing, because I've been here for the last couple of years, and I've seen the fire department people here every year and had a chance to talk to them. And, you know, and the thing is, the germination of this, I mean, how did it start that somebody did this? Somebody say, hey, you know, these guys do this every year, and we should go up and help? I mean,
you know, it's hard to actually pinpoint how it started, but once it started, it snowballed. As soon as more and more guys find out about it, they want to join, they want to help. We have guys who came up here to watch. Next thing you know, they're full-fledged. They jumped in with both feet, and we come up here in good groups of numbers from say, 9 guys to 25 guys will come up here, and we bring vans that are donated to us for this from the Fire Department Transportation Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And these vans have been purchased from members' families who have passed in the line of duty in the past, a lot of them from 9/11. And these vans, they're lent to us so we can bring them up here and transport the soldiers and their families to and from.
Well, it's great. So however it started and however it blossomed, it has really blossomed.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, you have different companies.
There are members of the department from scattered companies who heard about this and they want to be involved. So right now, I can't even tell you how many guys we have up here. It might be 20, 25 guys in there from all boroughs and all different companies, but 231, 120, we're a lot. There's a lot more of us up here.
Well, Fire Department, City of New York, you guys are to be congratulated, and thank you for what you do, too.
Well, thank you. I'm glad they allow us to come up here, and I have never met nicer people in my entire life than the people at the Adaptive Sports Foundation. The people up here are fantastic. What they do and their everyday work is just is God's work, and they do a great job. All the volunteers, all the adaptive ski instructors and the snowboard instructors, they all have a smile on their face, and the soldiers come up here. Some have never skied before. Before you know it, they're smiling and coming down the slopes and just loving it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So well put. And you guys, the Fire Department of New York, has done a lot of great things, too, over the years. I mean, you know, you guys are to be commended, too.
Well, we do what we can and to the best of our ability. And what we do up here is we transport the soldiers and their families to and from the airport, the rail station, to the hotel, and from the hotel to and from the mountain all day. And then we entertain them. You know, at nighttime, that's where we shine. So we do our best.
What do you
work.
Do? Comedy?
Magic? Pretty much, we're a comedy act without being a comedy act. You know, we're a bunch of characters. I'll put it that way.
I put us
in a room, and it could be pretty funny.
Something I can tell. I can pretty much
There's a
tell.
A lot of entertaining guys out there.
Yeah, Gary Muckle-Lamb, thank you.
Well, thank you very much,
and thank everybody from the Fire Department City in New York.
Will. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
RIP 97.9 salutes our visiting men and women of the U.S. Armed Forces, together with their families, enjoying a weekend of skiing, boarding, camaraderie, and fun. Welcome to the Mountaintop and the Warriors in Motion Weekend, made possible by the Adaptive Sports Foundation, sponsored by the Wounded Warriors Project, and proudly hosted by Windham Mountain Resort. Once again, here's Joe Lavero.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have with me right now Chip Siemens, who's the president and general manager of Windham Mountain. Windham Mountain, of course, is putting this together and making it possible, along with the Adaptive Sports Foundation. Chip, how long has this been going on?
I think this is the 12th year.
12th year, it is the 12th year now that you mention it. Yeah, the Adaptive Sports Foundation, Warriors in Motion, sponsored by the Wounded Warriors Project. So it's always an exciting time for me for the last couple of years, talking to some of the veterans, talking to the volunteers, and everybody seems to come together. I see them outside now. They're taking a group picture out there a little while ago. Mm-hmm. So this is, I'm sure it's exciting for the mountain itself.
It's a really special weekend for us. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of exciting times here at Windham Mountain, but when these true heroes come to town, it's pretty special. And it's our privilege to host them and be able to give back a little bit. You know, what we love to do here is teach people how to ski and snowboard. And we do that as often as we can. We bring families here. But to see these warriors learning to ski and snowboard and learning a new skill and gaining confidence in doing that is really rewarding. Mm-hmm. So we love doing this.
So I'm glad that you guys are here to have it done every year. And I'm sure the Adaptive Sports Foundation is as well. But I'm sure there's a lot of preparation involved in this particular time.
The biggest preparation this year has been finding enough temperatures to make snow.
I was going to ask you about that.
I know you were.
It's been one of those years. When I say one of those years, I don't know if there's ever been a year like this.
I'm not sure. But you know what? We had the last week has been phenomenal snowmaking weather. We had single-digit temperatures, and so we cranked it out.
Well, in the morning, I always read your conditions. You know, you send them over, and I get them on the air. So I know that things are getting back to normal slowly. But it was a little touch and go there in December, wasn't it?
Well, there wasn't much go. It was a tough month. But we put that behind us. We got a lot of ski season ahead of us.
Absolutely.
All the investments we've made in snowmaking infrastructure really paid off in the last couple of weeks. We've got to get through a couple of warm days here. Then it gets good and cold again. And so next week we'll be cranking snow on the east side and get as much terrain open as we can.
And I was looking at the extended forecast, and I'm sure you were too, and looking at all kinds of computer models, and it's going to stay cold for a pretty good long time.
Yes.
So that'll be great.
It's cold next week. It looks like we're really into winter, so we're excited about that.
But this particular day, I see you out there, you know, amongst some of the veterans and talking and you know, mixing around. And it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling to be able to give to that, you know, and to have them out here doing their thing.
Great group of folks. And
the volunteers.
Each day, and volunteers who give so much to that program and to this weekend in particular, but really some special people.
All right. Chip Siemens, thank you very much. President and General Manager of Windham Mountain. Appreciate the time.
All right. Thanks, Joe.